Okay, it's Monday, the 16th, and today things were looking up a little bit. Got up and had breakfast over at the Ford Foundation guest house on campus. Oh, incidentally, while I was over there, I met two people from Davis, Bill Drips and a girl that was traveling with him, and they were just on a six-week excursion, and they're staying in Ghana for a couple of weeks anyway. And he'd already had malaria. He'd only been here for a week.
America fo chiechiao. Mingro fo chiechiao. Ufi, America na. Devi, minfi, chili. Mifi, America.
Well, Monday went quite well. The language classes got underway and we started a routine and everything was flowing along pretty well. We got our rooms in town at kind of a hostel. You would not believe the living standards around here. Just gross showers. Got to wear shoes in there, and gross whole bathroom. Yuck. And the beds are wet. It's so humid. And there are ants in the beds. All kinds of really weird stuff. But we got through that, and I was kind of bummed out that we had to move into town because it's hard to get taxis and buses back and forth to the university. But I figured, well, at least we had place to stay, and it'd be the first night I had a good night of sleep since, I don't know, for about a week. Well, as it turned out, I slept for about 3 hours. I woke up about 1:30 in the morning, and I couldn't sleep after that. We went down to the marketplace, and got my spirits going pretty well because there were, I don't know, a lot of people around, a lot of things happening, and I found that we could eat for a lot less. We had kebabs, bought some oranges, and it's just really weird. There's no lights on the streets, you know, and it's real dark, but a lot of people just running around, kind of hanging out. People are really just petrified of Toadie. They go to the other side of the street when we're coming, and you just would not believe the response. I'm really going to have some major problems with buses and taxis somewhat also, because they won't let her on. We couldn't get a bus this morning to campus, Tuesday the 17th. I'm staying tonight in the girls' room again. I traded beds with one of the girls down in the hostel just so I wouldn't have to take the bus back and forth. I'm going to go in and hopefully get some sleep tonight. I started running today, too, by the way. It's awfully hot out, but I'm getting used to it. It's now Wednesday the 18th. Forgot to tell you about an incident that happened last night. I went to buy some bread out in front of the dormitory here. And I bought some, and I gave her a CD. She gave me 80 pesos change, and I left. And I went into the dining hall, and I was sitting there, and one of the girls came up and said, "Mike, there's a little boy that wants to see you outside." So I went outside, and he said, "Here's 20 pesos that he said I dropped." And I was so astounded that I just gave it back to him. People have been trying, it seemed to me anyway, that people have been trying to rip me off and, you know, just really have this horrible image of Americans, that you're, you know, just super rich and everything else. And compared to them, I suppose we are. But it was just really neat to have something like that happen. It gave me a lot more faith and a little bit more vigor to get to know these people and try to get rid of their image of the rich American.
America.
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 America. America.
America.
America.
America. America.
America.
America.
America. America. America.
America.
America.
America.
America. America. America. America. America. America. America. America. But nice. I just ate it in my second gutter. I told you about these trenches they have around here about a couple feet deep. Well, I just fell in one. So a car came roaring by. They don't give pedestrians the right of way around here. They just beep their horn and just keep on roaring. You better get the heck out of the way or you've had it. So I just fell in a gutter. not too bad or anything. I've gotten it down. I kind of expect it now. Another thing that's really weird is these people just do not understand that I'm blind. As much as they can't accept the dog, they can't accept that I'm blind, which might be a beneficial thing. Maybe I should work on that too. No, but they, you know, they point and they give me directions and I tell them I can't see and they still just do not fathom that idea at all. I don't think they've seen any more blind people than they have seeing eye dogs. I think one of the weirdest things is, or the things that just throws them the most, is the size of the dog. Because there's a few little dogs running around, but dogs this big, they just say, wow, you know, I've never seen anything that big. Because, for one thing, they just wouldn't be that healthy around here.
Oh, God, it is gross!
Woo! Oh, that just blows me away, the way these bathrooms are. Just as I was walking up these stairs, past this girl, or she was coming down the other way, and as she saw me coming, she stepped into another room to avoid the dog. And then she just stood there and watched me as I went up the next flight of stairs before she went on down. She waited until I got a whole flight above her before she kept going on down the stairs the way she was going. That's how freaked out people are about the dog. This is the most beautiful time since I've been here. Standing here about 6 inches of water. Can you believe it? It's on the west coast of Africa. That just hit me, you know, I just cannot believe it. And across this water, it just goes on and on. It just gives me such an incredible feeling. The water is just perfect, not too hot, very comfortable. I could sit in it, I could go to sleep in it. And here I am, looking out, the sun's off to the right, the undertow is going to the left. And I was just thinking, just kind of fantasizing and thinking of images. I was sitting in the water, and as I was diving under, I kept my hands on top of the water. And it was the neatest feeling. When the water foams up, it just feels like just this really kind of almost sensual experience. Something I never noticed before in the water. And I notice it now as I'm standing right at the shallow part of the water. It foams up around my ankles. Very, very beautiful feeling. And the other thing is, standing out there with all this noise, just roaring, intense sound, I had this feeling that I was everywhere and nowhere at the same time, if you can imagine it. Almost like being in a vacuum, although a vacuum that had me very tightly in its grasp. I'm back on campus now, and today was really the neatest day I've had so far. Wednesday, the 18th or whatever it is, it was just a neat time. After we were on the beach, we went into the market, and it was just bustling, just crazy as heck, with all the stalls, everything's open air, guys selling everything, and we practiced our chui a little bit, just kind of interacted with the people, and it was just fun, really neat. All I bought was some bread, some white bread and some brown bread. And all the people are just freaked by toadies still. I can't believe it. I had no problem getting a ride on the Trotro. They're kind of like pickups with seats, benches across them. They just cram about 30 people into the back of a pickup, if you can imagine that. Coming back the same, no problem. What else? Oh, I got a family. I got a family I'm going to be staying with in Kumasi. I haven't heard any details about it, so as you can see, I think we're going to make it. I'm laying here on the floor, I'm a little sunburned, awfully tired. This is Thursday the 19th, and I don't have much to say about today, except I'm out here enjoying the beach again. I went back to the dorms, just kind of crashed out there, and then when it was time to go home, I had to make it by myself, which was my first real test. So there really wasn't any buses or trotros or anything running, so I went out to the front gate, and I'll tell you, I was taken care of very well. I never would have believed a month ago that I would have been hitchhiking 10 miles in Africa, but I was. These guys helped me get a ride. These two Ghanaian guys flagged somebody down, and for two CDs they took me home. And they took me all the way there. They went around, they were asking these different watchmen where this place was I was staying, because it's kind of an obscure place. They took me right to the door, and the guy even walked me up top floor to my room. And I gave him a 10 CD bill, and he could have cheated me. He gave me the change, I didn't even look at it, just put it away. But they didn't. So it's neat to be getting a more trusting, warm feeling towards these people. So I'm getting all the sand off of me now, and we're going to go back up to the market, see what we can find out. Hemos Atamoli, right? Central Police
Central,
Station.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Block B, room 26.
Block B?
Room 26.
Room 26.
Yes.
Thank you. That was the two guys that helped me come back here to my place tonight. I've been trying to sort of go around this place on my own a little bit. Well, I kept asking directions, and I was accumulating more and more people. I had about an entourage of five people leading me around, all very nice. And they found a policeman, and then he walked with me all the way back here, him and one of the other guys. And he let me feel his gun and stuff. It was really funny. It's kind of like a musket. You might hear some drumming off there in the distance. That's going to be beautiful to sleep to tonight. First time I've heard any drumming, really, any music playing of any kind. I thought there would be a lot more. But there's some guys down pretty close to the building here that are drumming away.